continuing high school basketball coverage on KNIA. We're going back to Indianola girls basketball, joined by head coach Jeff Jansen. And coach, it's good to get the back in the W column for Indianola girls basketball.
Absolutely. It's been long enough. Really proud of the girls, especially with that second half effort. But tonight was special in many different ways, but to make sure to get a win tonight was a cherry on top for sure.
I definitely want to go back and touch on why it was a little extra special later on, but you said a great second half. I think a first half not up to the standards of what you were looking for, and I think the players would be the first one to say that.
Absolutely. You know, the wonderful thing for sure about our program and how we're a player-led program is that at halftime, the girls talk first, and nine times out of ten, everything that they're talking about in the locker room is what the coaches are talking about outside the locker room before we come in. And so the girls acknowledge right from the get-go that that was us playing too fast, that was us rushing, that was us not taking the game. We were letting the game happen to us. Let Poe Christian do whatever they wanted, especially there at the end of the second quarter. And so our girls had the right frame of mind coming out of halftime. Again, really, really proud of how we started that second half. And that was our girls making winning plays. And I'm glad we made enough of them tonight.
I think the second half of the Pella game where on Tuesday, where Indianola was really looking for offense and Lauren Olson took it upon herself to be that go-to player and kind of waiting for that to happen for her to get that confidence back and took some of Michael's secret stuff and came out firing with 25 points here tonight. And I think you're kind of thinking, yes, we know this is the type of player she could be.
Absolutely. You know, what she had to go through last year breaks any coach's heart. And to know that she's her biggest self-critic and she knows that she hasn't played to the best of her abilities maybe at the beginning of this year, for her to shine these last two games, I couldn't be prouder of her, the work she's put in, and her family as well, to get her to this point. And I think for sure people are going to have to start taking notice of Lauren's ability to shoot, distribute, and put the ball in the hole. So really happy for her. It's been a long journey since she tore her ACL the third game of the year last year, and I'm happy that she was able to have the night that she did.
I think it's been a long time since we've seen this type of game from two Indianola players. Don't want to leave out Maddie Grover, who put up 19, 44 points from those two tonight, and that's fun to see. I know you've had these types of players in the past who are capable of putting up those big nights, but again, seeing it up on the box score is always a good thing.
Absolutely. You know, we've had a lot of balanced scoring. You know, I think back to last year, 5-6 girls leading us in scoring in different games. And I think thinking of those two nights that they had, they turned defense into offense more times than not. Both girls confident, catching and shooting. That is quite honestly them building them that confidence in themselves and the drills that we're doing at practice and them executing, quite honestly. What are good shots? What are shots that we want to hunt out, if you will? And our girls are doing a great job getting steals, getting deflections, and putting the ball in the hole.
I know the defense to offense, 12 turnovers in the first half for Indianola, just 5 in the second half. And it's not always you get to see such quantifiable, we win the turnover battle, we get easy points. Mm-hmm. We lost the turnover battle and way too many easy points for Pella Christian in the first half. It's right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's our girls making that choice of I'm going to take care of the ball. I'm going to value possessions. I'm going to execute, make Pella Christian guard us, and execute the offense. And 17 turnovers is still not great. It's below our average. And again, what we were able to do in the second half offensively, and again, turning that defense into offense, we got to keep riding that wave and leaning into that.
I know there's no excuses, but this slew of ranked teams, these are teams that would be disappointed to not make Wells Fargo Arena. And that's what you're looking for when you're building this schedule. How did you try and keep the spirits up where there were a lot of good things over this streak, despite the wins not coming as maybe as much as you'd hoped?
Our season changed in the post-game locker room conversations at Carlisle a week and a half ago. And our girls made a choice that how we were competing, how we were communicating to each other, and also honestly, how do we talk to ourselves when our confidence is low? How do we reframe those negative self-doubts and those negative thoughts? And they've made a conscious decision to, hey, we know that we haven't been our best, but that doesn't mean that's who we are. How do we keep making progress? How do we make those minute steps forward or knock over that first domino to find success? And I'm really proud of our girls for making that. We had a tough stretch, without a doubt, and those teams are so high quality, and they have great coaching staffs as well. But again, what we've seen the last week and a half from Indianola girls basketball is something we can hang our hats on and hopefully continue to build momentum here in the second half of our season.
Getting back to why this night was so special, 50 years in the making. Indianola girls basketball program began 50 years ago, and we had the reunion. You got a chance to celebrate with the team afterwards. What was that like, and what did that mean to the athletes?
I've been playing or coaching basketball for 28 straight winters. And the conversations that the 50th anniversary team just had with my athletes after the game, before the pizza party, is probably one of the coolest moments in 28 years of basketball. And for the history to be shared, for the stories to be shared, for that team, the 50th anniversary team, to talk about how they faced adversity, how they didn't play a lot of basketball or any basketball prior to that first season, but how they took pride in getting better each season that they did play. That resonated so well with me. The smiles on our program's faces, the questions that our girls were asking, the moments there was truly special. And I have to give Mr. Sweeney, our athletic director, a huge shout out for organizing this and for communicating with the leaders on that team and in that program. For making this work tonight, because tonight was a special night and a special time for Indianola, and a special time for our girls basketball program.
Getting back to on the court, this long run of a lot of home games comes to a close.
Yep.
Five straight away games at Newton, at Ankeny, at Oskaloosa, and at Norwalk. That's Minnesota Math.
There's four. I gotcha.
And then ADM at home. But this is the tough run through of the second half of the conference, and then Ankeny followed by ADM after that four game road trip. This is another tough stretch, but winnable games for Indianola that they want to get back on top in the conference standings.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're going to take a much needed break. You know, most of the girls are playing volleyball this weekend anyway, but we're going to get back to work. Our JV has both JV teams have a great test against Southeast Polk Monday night, but we're gonna reset a little bit. And then we're going to hit the second half of the conference slate with a vengeance. I think it's 5 games in 10 days is not easy with the ADM game switching from a Tuesday to a Monday. So how do we make sure that our girls not only are physically fit but rested? And the mental side of things, something that the 50th anniversary team brought up as well, is that basketball takes a toll on you, whether it was 50 years ago or today in these winter months. So that's on us as a coaching staff, that's me as a head coach, to make sure we keep putting the girls in situations to be confident, to be rested, and to be ready to go and hungry for this stretch run throughout the rest of January and into February.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. Appreciate it.
We'll have more after this on KNIA. And